What's another way of saying shove?
What's another way
of saying shove?
Push.
Okay. And you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car. You say you picked it up and
carried it.
Anything else you'd say besides carried it?
Toted it.
What's the difference?
Same thing. Tote and carry is the two same things, ain't it?
Do you have to have your arms around it to tote it?
Well, it all depends. If you was toting a kid, you'd have your arms around him. If you was toting a pole, you'd have it on your shoulder. But if you was a carrying a bucket of water, you'd have it in your hand. Or things like that's the difference of.
Mm-hmm. But either way, it could be toted.
So that's right.
You tell a child, now that's. Okay. What happened to him?
Well, when he was a little kid, he had a stroke.
Mm.
And he's been troubled ever since.
You'd tell somebody, that stove is very hot, so. You tell a child, then.
Stay away from it, you'll get burnt.
Okay, don't.
Don't bother it. Let it alone.
Don't what it?
Don't put your hand on it.
Okay. And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell somebody, go.
Go bring my hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide.
Hide and seek.
What do you call the tree you can touch and be safe?
The base.
Okay. And in football, you run toward the?
The base.
Did y'all ever play football?
Football?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. No, we never did play no football here.
What games did y'all play?
Basketball and baseball.
And say if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
warm up.
Or I'll wait.
Till the others come.
Okay. Well, if we were planning to meet, I'd say, I'll wait. What you, I'll wait.
If you was playing how?
No, if we were planning to meet somewhere.
Oh, and they wasn't there?
Yeah, I'd say, I don't mind.
Don't mind waiting, they'll be here directly.
Okay, you say you're waiting what someone, you're waiting?
Waiting for someone, ever who it was, be your name.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him, just give him one more
chance.
And someone who's always smiling, sees the funny side in things, he's got a good sense of
humor, fair personality, maybe.
Okay. And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
And say a child left a pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
picked it up, put it in his pocket.
Okay. Anything else a child would say?
Well, they'd probably say somebody stole my pencil, you know.
And you'd say, I have just write him a letter. I have just
written a letter to so-and-so.
Okay, and yesterday he wrote me a letter. Yesterday he
wrote a letter to
okay.
me?
And tomorrow I'm gonna
write a letter to him?
You say I wrote him and it was time I was getting a
letter back,
okay.
A hearing of some nature.
And if you ask someone a question, you expect to get a
an answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take your pen and you
address the envelope.
Did you ever hear another way of saying that? Like back it?
Back the letter.
Would you say that?
Address it, so all I can tell you.
And you'd say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his. I would have written him, but I wasn't sure about his
address.
And if a child learned something new, like maybe learned a whistle, and you want to know where he learned it, you'd ask him who